snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, December 4th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Artificial intelligence firm OpenAI has struck a deal with defense startup Anduril to include some of its technology in anti-drone systems. It's a potentially lucrative reversal for the ChatGPT developer, which until this year banned its AI from being used for military purposes. Anduril said OpenAI's technology could improve the accuracy and speed of its system's ability to respond to drone attacks. Both companies declined to comment on the financial terms of the partnership. Also, OpenAI and rival firm Anthropic have each opened offices in the Swiss city of Zurich. The move by the two top startups in the AI sector underscores their efforts to expand outside of Silicon Valley in their search for employee talent. An Anthropic spokesperson says the company has begun hiring locally. OpenAI says its new hires would focus on research into AI that can understand and combine different kinds of information, like text, images, and sound. We should note, News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And a top U.S. security official says Chinese government hackers have compromised telecommunications networks in dozens of countries as part of a massive ongoing espionage campaign. The Biden administration's Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, Ann Neuberger, says at least 8 U.S. telecoms networks have been breached in the so-called Salt Typhoon campaign. Additionally, a senior administration official told the Journal that hackers accessed a, quote, large number of Americans' cell phone metadata in a likely attempt to identify the phone lines of valuable senior government officials. The Chinese government has denied responsibility for the hack. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.